Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think Mo's been holding out on us.
Again?
I think Mo's got a sugar daddy.
A sugar daddy that doted on you for your birthday. Happy birthday.
I wish. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I don't have a sugar daddy. No. That's not a thing. Where'd you get that from?
So Mo was telling us Friday, we were all just going around the room. What are you doing this weekend? Mo's like, I'm coming out of town. We're like, where are you going? He's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? He's like, yeah, I'm not really sure where I'm going out. Someone's surprising me, and I'm going out of town for what is now your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what is the deal? Who's the sugar daddy?
I don't have a sugar daddy.
Where'd you go?
Well, it's a whole thing. So apparently, I didn't know any of this was happening, but behind the scenes, I guess a few of the people in my circle, my mom, my lady, my best friend, they were all trying to come together to surprise me. Because when I was asked what I want for my birthday, I said nothing. I always say nothing. And they were like, no, we're not doing that this year. Like, we want to do something for you. So I said, okay, then if I can have what I want for my birthday, I don't want to make any decisions. That's all I want. Like, whatever we do, I don't care. We can go to dinner. We can go somewhere. It doesn't matter. I just don't want to make any decisions. That's all I want, because I'm always making the decisions. And so I guess they were trying to get me to St. Martin with, some of my closest friends.
Oh, wow.
That was the plan that I didn't know about, because literally up until Thursday night, they were like, all right, we need you to get to the airport, as soon as you possibly can, which I now know is because I guess all of those flights that go to St. Martin leave really early. So you have to catch, a flight before 12 or it's not going to happen.
And there's only, one a day probably.
Exactly, yeah. That. So I didn't know that, but I'm like, all right, they figured I can get to the airport in time, of which I almost did. But we ran out of luck, I guess, because when I got there, it was for some odd reason, I don't know why, and I would have made it, but the Sky Priority line and the Clear line were both closed. Something happened. They shut them down. I've never heard of this, but it was the thing. So the only line that was open was the normal line. And as you can imagine, it was very long at that point. And so one of my friends works for an airline. And so they had this idea to take us to the front and say, you know, I'm an employee. Sometimes this works. And they went and they were going to let us go. And then the manager came and was like, how many of y'all work for the airline? And we were like, one of us. And then I was the other one. Mm-hmm. And so she wouldn't let us go. She's like, right. No, I'm not letting you go. And I'm like, how would this have hurt your day to just let us go?
Right.
So we would have made it, but we didn't make the flight. So then at that point, it came down to the one thing that I said I did not want to do, which is I had to make the decision on where do we go now.
All right, so that was the St. Martin flight.
Yes.
Okay, so that was ready to go. You missed that one.
I missed that one. And apparently, my mom and one of my best friends and another one of my good friends were all willing to go when we were going to St. Martin. They didn't want to go if we was going somewhere else. So I guess it didn't work out. And which was kind of fun, because I don't know what movie it was, but it was a movie that always inspired me to go to the airport and just pick a place. Just look at the screen, look at the times, what makes sense, and just pick a place. And that's ultimately what we did. And we
Shut up. You're just standing there in the airport, looking at the board. Trying to find a place you want to go.
Yes, that's exactly what
that's
we were
fantastic.
Doing.
It really is. And do it now while you can.
Right. Chris has got a toddler. That window is done.
Closed.
So, yep, we're putting it together. I tried Virginia Beach to go surprise some of my family there. That didn't work out. I tried a few different places. It didn't work out. And then finally, we landed on Fort Lauderdale. Mm. And so we went to Fort Lauderdale. But the good thing is, my friend lives in Miami. One of my good friends lives in Miami. My lady was still connecting with him to try to figure something out for me in Miami, which I didn't know. I just thought we were going to Fort Lauderdale and figured it out. But they have reserved a night for me at this lounge. They have reserved a dinner for me. which was at Gianni Versace's mansion. The funny thing is, we go in there to eat, and I knew it was a nice place, but, like, I didn't think much of it. I'm just in there not paying attention, just waiting for the meal. And then somebody, I see the menu, and I was like, why is the menu Versace? This is weird. And they're like, dude, you're in his mansion. Like, this is, they turned this into a hotel slash restaurant. I had no idea. I was sitting there for about an hour and didn't know that this was even a thing.
Is this right in South Beach?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't know they turned it into a restaurant and stuff, though.
Uh-huh. Yep, so it's like a hotel, and then the bottom where his pool area used to be is a restaurant now. And it's really nice. Mm-hmm. And so they had like five men come out with instruments and sing "Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday" for me.
Come on, really? That's great.
But it was great. So yeah, we pretty much stayed in Miami. We were in Fort Lauderdale for a hot second, but we stayed in Miami for Friday night and all of Saturday night. Got up really early, got back here yesterday, and that was my birthday weekend.
That's a great weekend right there.
It was fun.
Kristen is looking at you with those envious eyes, like, because those, once you have kids, man, those days are behind you.
Well, it's just, I wish I would have taken advantage of the years that I didn't have a kid better. Like, I'm very happy with where I am now.
Sure.
Very content with where I am now. But pre-Jimmy, I wish I would have done more stuff like that. I wish I would have done more traveling. You know, I don't know if my itinerary making, planning, pre-planning, like, personality would have allowed me just to go to the airport and pick a flight. I think I would have had a panic attack, but I'm loving that you are living your life. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
The Burt Show.